from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
You're working from home. You settle in with a cup of coffee, ready to get the day started. Before you look at that to-do list, turn on your favorite Odyssey sports station on your smart speaker. We'll keep you company and bring you the latest updates from your teams while you tackle your inbox or get ready for another meeting that probably could have been an email. Power through the workday with the entertaining sports coverage you love from the local voices you trust. Just ask your smart speaker to play your favorite station.
Parkins and Spiegel Show Flashback. Flashback. Flashback.
We're going to have really obscure bets this year, like Hector Neris whip post June 12 for a shellfish tower and over under 0.5 touchdowns for Mercedes Lewis this season.
That's how you beat Wojo.
I agree.
That's how you do it.
That's how you do it.
So Hector Neris.
Heart attack Hector.
I'd like to thank you for not bringing up my whip bet.
Anytime you want to just pay up would be fine.
Yeah, what is it? Shellfish tower?
Shellfish tower for the crew for lunch. If you want to make us all wait till October for the season to officially end.
I do.
That's fine.
Or when he's DFA'd. One of those two.
Whichever comes first. Right. If they trade him, DFA him, or the season ends, that's when you're willing to pay?
Yeah, that's when I'll do that.
We eat so many shrimp. I got iodine hardness.
Tanny's the best. I didn't know he documented that moment when I made an ill-fated bet on Hector Neris's whip from that point until the end of the season being, less than 1.1, I believe was the bet.
Yeah, which was just horrifying. And then, he gave up 3 runs in his first or second outing after the bet was made.
I think he's averaged 2 base runners for every successful save. You know what I mean? Even when it goes well, it goes bad.
I'm not great at calculating whip, but sure. I don't think that that's what you're trying to do.
Right.
Now, here's the thing.
What? Before you get to the thing.
Let me say. Please.
The bet was to provide a shellfish tower. And right here in front of us on screen, if you're watching on Twitch or on YouTube, the shellfish tower is glorious. That's lobster tail, crab claws, shrimp, all the accoutrements. I see ceviche up here with tuna ceviche up top. And oh, by the way, the fine folks at Shaw's Crab House have also brought lobster rolls, a full assortment of sushi, spicy tuna and spicy salmon on crispy rice is here. They brought a chocolate cake that they insist is better than Portillo's. I don't even know if we're allowed to say it on the air, but we just did. And let me say that Shaw's Crab House in Schaumburg and, of course, here in Chicago is absolutely freaking elite. And this stuff looks incredible. It tastes great. The service is exquisite. And I have paid off the bet. And I feel great about myself and the bet and what I've done for the family on this momentous day.
Shaw's is amazing.
Okay.
Their brunch also is one of the best brunches in the city. I love the brunch at Shaw's. So this is an 11 out of 10. You have absolutely paid off the bet.
You're welcome.
Well, I got to be honest. I wanted to say that calling in the favor to getting the hookup with a guy you know on a shellfish tower didn't really feel like paying off the bet.
Hey, just because I go back to 8th grade with Bill Nevers out there from Shaw's, and I used to dunk on a 7-foot rim in his garage when we were in 9th grade. I mean, just because I go back that far with him does not mean I have not paid off the bet.
Yeah, but if you didn't pay the bet. You provided the terms of the bet, but you didn't pay. But I was going to have that complaint.
Yeah.
But then they brought in lobster rolls and cake and sushi. So, we have the shellfish tower.
Yeah.
We have enough food for 15 people.
Yeah, we do.
This is so.
And also, you.
I had a complaint lodged. But
you did.
This is really great.
And you also
really
have great. you also have an experience. I should say,
mm-hmm.
I have to say,
mm-hmm.
You have an experience with, using a favor or using
But I did work
a connection,
for the gift cards.
The gift cards for my wedding present. You gave me
third wedding.
Yeah. Was it $250
$150.
$350 gift cards to a competing restaurant that I will not mention because Shaw's is killing it today.
That's right. It is very full circle that the first big disagreement of the Spiegel and Parkin show,
a very different
which
show,
was whether or not that was an appropriate wedding gift.
Yeah.
gift cards from appearances on Sports Talk Live.
Mm-hmm.
Has now come full circle with you paying off a Hector Neris whip bet for Shellfish because of a friend that you've had since eighth grade.
Yeah.
Without having to actually pay the bet. So,
it's
but
true.
Honestly,
it is a full circle moment, but you can't even complain.
I really can't.
I'm
but
glad.
I wouldn't have complained about the wedding gift because I love Shellfish that much. So that's the difference between you and me. You
right.
complained about the wedding gift.
To be
hey,
clear.
Shane, quick question. Yeah. For those of us enjoying all this great food, Shane, you got a problem with how it was fulfilled?
Absolutely not.
Yeah, Shane.
No,
yeah,
I don't.
I get the same.
Mitch's favorite thing, I'm talking with a lobster roll in my mouth. I don't give a rat's ass
Mitch
how
never
you got
specified
seafood here.
About lobster rolls, just food.
Yeah.
But this is lobster rolls, a different circumstance.
Also, Jerry Reinsdorf does not like when you eat while we're on the air.
We are disgusting, though.
I find you guys disgusting.
You got that right.
Did you see Benetti ate what live crickets? Or maybe they weren't live, but they were fried. He ate crickets last week on the air.
Yeah, I think we did that segment on this show.
Yeah, we talked about
the four of us.
I enjoyed that. I want to make sure you guys caught it.
Yeah. No,
they were not live.
Okay.
Yeah, Detroit does not serve live crickets.
They should.
They were in Seattle.
Whatever.
Wherever it was.
Yeah.
All right.
But that's where they serve.
I missed a couple of items there. But
crickets. Yeah.
You guys already thinking about different time zone street.
Yeah. I'm just letting you know where it was. Letting you know where it was.
Yeah. Good luck finding good food in New York. You know what
I'm yeah. That's going to be tough.
Good luck finding restaurants out there.
Hey, man. Chicago's home. Uh-huh. Chicago's the greatest city in the world. You'll never hear me say otherwise. So, leaving that part is definitely bittersweet. But something tells me I'll be able to find good shellfish in New York.
Also, fine folks at Shaw's, Shane, Tanny, they brought us some champagne so we can celebrate Danny leaving. They brought us that, which I thought was a nice touch.
Yeah. It's very kind. They get the show.
They really
they know
do.
What we deal with.
There seems to be more than three glasses. I don't get what that's about, but whatever.
This will be the fifth toast to him leaving today. Man, call an Uber home.
I did one privately at home this morning.
You celebrate privately. I get it. You observe privately.
I'm just eating.
Okay, I had to look over and see if you were hurt.
No, I'm just eating.
Good.
The lobster roll is delicious.
It is. They nailed it.
There's something about the bread of a lobster roll.
Yeah, it's buttered.
You know what I mean?
It's buttered and and then they put it on a grill.
Yeah,
it's amazing.
So good.
It's incredible.
It's so good. All right. Yeah. Wow. Well, good job paying off the bet, man.
Thanks, buddy.
Good job paying off the bet. That was very, very well done.
What do you want to talk about?
I don't know, man. I don't know. You know, it's funny, you announce something like this and you just get like so much like an avalanche of praise. It's weird. Like we do these things and there's not a ton of staying power to an individual radio show. You know, it's different than a column in that way. Like the column at least can like kind of live and be retweeted and you can hold it if you still do that sort of thing. But But a lot of radio shows becomes a thing. And so just like, there's some people that are hating and good riddance and good to see it. Fine.
Oh, of course.
You know, we're in the opinion business. Like this is not, when Benetti leaves, that guy should have a 100% approval rating, right? He does the games. He's excellent at it. I know that in the opinion business, you're not going to have a 100% approval rating. So some people being happy that I'm gone, that's part of the job, truly. But like the avalanche of positive feedback and emotion is so nice, and it's just so, because you don't get it. Like, you don't call the cable company to be like, hey, my cable's working, thanks. You know what I mean? Like, negative feedback, this has been studied. It outweighs positive feedback on the internet and in public forums by like 30 to 1. It's because people, generally speaking, are moved to comment over negativity. And so when this happens and you're getting 30 to 1 positive to negative in the other direction, it's disorienting.
Are you prone to looking at the one?
Oh, I have, but I can genuinely pass a lie detector test in this moment and say the one doesn't bother me.
Yeah,
because A, I can't change it. I mean, I'm leaving.
Mm-hmm.
I definitely am in general prone to looking at the one, but I truly do believe that, like, this is not, if you want a universal approval rating, opinion is not the space for you.
Oh, no. Yeah, absolutely.
And if you're good at it, you have strong opinions that people disagree with and can get a reaction. Like, I'm fine with people not liking me on that side of it.
Well, and even
the personal stuff sucks, but whatever.
There are people who don't like Bonetti. You know,
which is insane.
I know, but there are. I mean, like, in broadcasting, you're always going to have that.
Yeah.
The one thing I would say about that, because I'm familiar with that dynamic. Like, I personally had it after my period of vague employment began, you know, a few years back. And for anybody who doesn't know, was doing a show with you and me.
He was good.
Yeah. The Spiegel and Parkins show.
Mm-hmm.
It was a good show. And we're doing a show, and then it got blown up, and then, you know, people were like, "Oh my God, I'm gonna miss you," blah blah blah, and it was all very good. It was all very quite lovely. But you learn along the way, and maybe it's been my personal journey, and I'm also older than you or whatever. It's dangerous to value the positive stuff, because then you are inherently valuing the negative stuff. And the truth is that you have to focus on the feedback of the people that matter and all of that. So it's very easy for me to get sort of psychological and, frankly, downright spiritual about it, because it is a dangerous part of our business and a dangerous part of any sort of public life, part of athlete's life. So, like, you know, even when we make fun of Mitch Trubisky for saying, "Got to turn these TVs off," but good, turn the TVs off. Turn the TVs off. Listen to your coaches and really feel it and hear it. Ask your colleagues for advice. Ask your partners for advice and really feel it and hear it when you trust them. Ask your family, really hear it and trust it. But yeah, it can be a dangerous loop.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
You're working from home. You settle in with a cup of coffee, ready to get the day started. Before you look at that to-do list, turn on your favorite Odyssey sports station on your smart speaker. We'll keep you company and bring you the latest updates from your teams while you tackle your inbox or get ready for another meeting that probably could have been an email. Power through the workday with the entertaining sports coverage you love from the local voices you trust. Just ask your smart speaker to play your favorite station.
But when you do get a good moment like this, you know, you can go ahead and enjoy it.
I do enjoy it. I do enjoy
it. It's dangerous in a general sense, though.
Yeah.
Salute.
Yeah, salute general sense. No, yeah, of course. You don't want to...
You believe the good, you believe the bad.
Yeah, exactly. Mm-hmm. You don't want to put too much emphasis on it. But like, we got a great audience, man.
Incredible.
We got a great audience.
Genuinely incredible.
That's loyal and gets the show, and we're kind of different than some of the other shows. And so it's just, it's really gratifying. The comments are really, really gratifying. So I'm trying to read all of them. I'll try to get back to some. That'll be impossible. They're coming in too fast. But yeah, man, it's a hell of a thing.
You ready for Hard Knocks episode 2 tonight, my friend?
You know, I am.
I'm very excited about it. I'll be watching live. I'll be watching in real time. It feels like it matters. It does feel like a game day. I had so much fun.
You still feel like it feels like a game day.
I had so much fun hyping up episode 1 with you last week, and then it was great. It was delightful. And I know there are national people who think it's not, national people who are bored and whatever. But I say this as both a person who has not watched much of this kind of Hard Knocks in the last decade, so I know I'm bringing that, and B, a person who knows all of these players involved and knows so much of the background story, that I am perhaps not the intended audience, and a lot of our listeners are not the intended audience because they want it to be a national thing, but my goodness, it is delightful, good vibes to be sitting in for the course of an hour. At least it was last week, and I would expect tonight is more of the delightful, good vibes. I don't know what. I wonder what tension will be presented. If there's any tension that is presented tonight, in terms of
there always is
storylines and such.
Well, I mean,
guy making a team. I guess Theo Benedict last week was tension.
Yeah,
he got hurt and he's done. Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, guys getting cut is tension. Guys getting hurt is tension, and then
guys struggling.
Well, yeah, we'll see, right? Like, does the Nate Davis story rate? I have no idea. Like, how angry are they about that? Like, there's, it's conceivable that there could be something revealing there.
No, it's a good point. Did you see the Adam Johns piece where he talked to the director of Hard Knocks for The Athletic yesterday? Revealed a couple of moments where the robo cameras that they have in Ryan Poles' office alerted the Hard Knocks crew of something they wanted to chase. One of them was the DJ Moore thing. So Ryan Poles is like living his life, and then he gets a text from the director who he had given his number to, who said, hey, are you going to sign that contract in the office, and do you mind if we come in? And Poles was like, that's a little weird. Like, he felt, you know, he was observed. He was observed, and there was something else that she texted about as well. So it's like the RoboCams are bound to pick them up talking about Nate Davis. You know?
It's a question of, do they share it?
Do they allow it?
And do they allow it to be shared? Like, does Hard Knocks find it interesting enough and the Bears allow it to get out there?
I hope so.
I hope so too.
Be kind of fun.
Yeah, because...
at Nate Davis's expense.
Yeah, exactly. And because he matters, but only somewhat.
Right. But they obviously are not too concerned with his feelings, since the head coach is happily talking about, you can lose your job to injury. And he's got to get on the field. So maybe they wouldn't be concerned about that making its way into Hard Knocks. You know?
It could be a form of motivation.
Sure.
There was a time in our lives as Bears fans that the best player on the team was the right guard, Kyle Long. I always said you didn't want to have the right guard lead the team in jersey sales. Now, if the biggest controversy around the team is the right guard, pretty good. Like, that's a pretty good existence for the Bears to live in and operate in. So I think that is an interesting situation for sure. Like, maybe they won't care. Maybe they'll look at it as motivation for Nate Davis or whatever. But also, like, if he can't handle it, and I mean, they're all saying they're not even watching. Like, almost none of the Bears players have even like copped or admitted to watching this.
But it's been a week now. I bet they have.
Well, yeah, and Rome was on with Dan and Lawrence and talked about like that he saw a clip of himself from the Giants one out there. So if something like that happened, it will make its way to their phones via friends, family, Instagram, that sort of thing. But it's a it should be controversy free, but occasionally little misdemeanor controversies crop up. But no, I mean. What else? I mean, Caleb's debut.
Yeah,
we're gonna get some. We're gonna get some of that.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so we'll get the football side of it, and we should get some review.
Ooh, yeah, the Caleb debut. That's gonna be fun.
That'll be a huge piece of it. Like the Caleb debut and some recap of what they actually thought about it, and a lot of people that were there described Bears officials, you know, leaving with a lot of smiles on their faces. I mean. We could get Bills players mic'd up in awe of Caleb Williams, you know, from the NFL film standpoint.
A lot of game sound.
Bears defensive players on the sideline watching those throws. We should get some of that. You know, so that to me is the highlight of the episode is what do we get behind the scenes, both in the lead up to the live reaction and then the recap of that throw. And yes, the other plays, but honestly, like, there's no way we don't get 60 to 90 seconds of reaction to that throw. There's just no way they will. That was signature moment is overstating it, but for his first appearance of 7 pass attempts, that was the signature moment to this point. They will document the hell out of it, right? That is going to be the headline of tonight's episode.
Yeah, from the Johns piece, one camera is always locked on Matt Eberflus, who is mic'd for every practice. Another will get involved if Eberflus is blocked off at any point. Hard Knocks has microphones on as many as 12 people, players and coaches, during a practice, which players and coaches depend on the storylines chosen. If Caleb is mic'd, he has 2 cameras on him, the director said. One's far away, so we won't even know it's there. Then another one might have a little bit of a closer perspective. 20 robotic cameras placed throughout Hallis Hall, including the offices of Poles and Eberflus. And the Bears' rooms are essentially bugged. 20 robotic cameras are not all rolling at once. And there's robo cameras in the quarterback meeting room, the receivers meeting room. They're ready to adjust. And here's what the director said. Running backs is a group that we've become more interested in than we thought before we got here. We like Chad Morton. That's the running backs coach. So there's a little hint right there. Running back's room might be something we see tonight. How about Velus trying to make the team?
Yeah, that's probably a part of the story.
Because Velus is a good talker, too. Velus is, you know, healthy as a baby horse and all of that. Velus talking about, as he's trying to learn the ropes at running backs. You know, I'm going to go ahead and call that one for tonight based on that paragraph right there in the Adam Johns piece.
And seems like a pretty safe prediction.
Nice big Velus Jones focus on tonight's episode.
Oof. Just give me more Caleb, man. Just give me more Caleb. But it feels like you get extra preseason games. That's what having your team on Hard Knocks is. It's not as good as a game day. I don't agree with you on that, but you treating it like a game day, that's awesome. Like, I'm more excited for Hard Knocks than I am for the preseason games because of the access component of it. But seeing Caleb play was pretty damn cool, too. So, like, Caleb plays, then Hard Knocks, then the rest of it. But it's, like, doubling it up. Like, preseason doesn't really satiate you. Hard Knocks doesn't really satiate me compared to an actual game day. But wow, getting two in a week, it's pretty great.
Yeah.
We will continue to eat the shellfish. we will talk to Chris about four.
That's a tremendous tease.
I'm just being honest.
That's national TV quality.
Love it. They love it when we're eating stuff.
I'm just
all
letting
the
them
metrics
know.
Prove it.
Yeah. I'm just letting. What's Mitch going to do?
Ryan's
what's he going to do?
Yeah.
Discipline me. What's he going to do?
Oh, it's danger. Danger. We got a made guy the next 2 days.
This is why they don't let you do goodbye shows. Uh-huh. You might do crazy things like eat sushi live on the radio.
What are they going to do? What about the three of us that are still here when you go?
Well, no, as Danny said, I think it was last hour in his tease that this is his last edition of the Parkinson Spiegel show.
He did say that.
Or tomorrow will be. So we will continue on the Parkinson Spiegel show even after he's left.
I think that's right.
It's the Parkinson Spiegel Memorial Show, is what we're going to call it from here on out.
When Brett Favre left the Packers every training camp there for a couple of years, it was still his team.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And they just kind of waited for him to come back. That's what we'll be doing. Just sitting here with an empty chair over there.
You guys are going to move on and forget about me in 2 seconds, not even a moment's notice. You won't miss a
damn beat. I'm
going
to turn towards the chair and say, I don't know, what do you think?
Calling it the Parkinson Spiegel Show after I leave, though, would be a strange choice. I wouldn't recommend it, personally. But, you know, again, I don't get a vote.
We are out of the business of listening to your recommendations.
I get it.
Might be the best part of
business is booming.
Well, for a day and a half more, it's Parkinson Spiegel on the score.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr Sides and Bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
You're working from home. You settle in with a cup of coffee, ready to get the day started. Before you look at that to-do list, turn on your favorite Odyssey sports station on your smart speaker. We'll keep you company and bring you the latest updates from your teams while you tackle your inbox or get ready for another meeting that probably could have been an email. Power through the workday with the entertaining sports coverage you love from the local voices you trust. Just ask your smart speaker to play your favorite station.